Okay, so let's take a look at how test-driven development works if you're using the tools within Team System. What I've already got here is a class, a test class to be specific. Here's my test class attribute, and the class is called Company Test. This code resides in a test project, my job board test project, and I've also got the class that it's testing here in job board logic, which is a class library project, and there's the company.cs class which it tests. So what I want to show you is how I can use Team System's testing functionality to actually write the tests and do test-driven development to kind of guide myself down the testing process. Now, a lot of people have seen the little right-click generate test demonstration, which is in fact how I generated this test class to begin with, is actually generated this code using the code generation features within Team System. But just because you have code generation to go from code to test doesn't mean you can't go from test to code. And that's what I want to show you here. So in my test class, if I scroll down through here, we're going to see we have a get company test to go out and do get companies. We have get company test one, which is a test class or test method that calls passing get company with a username. So I have different tests here to test the getting of company data out of this class. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and copy the attribute code here. And we're going to implement a new feature using the TDD ideology of writing the test case first. So let's imagine that I got a requirement from my business users that says, well, you know, it's great that we can actually get companies, but what about if we want to delete companies out of the system? How do we delete a company? And that's my new requirement. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and implement a delete company test. I'll just simply say delete company test. And noting here that it's a test method, so I've got the appropriate attribute code in there. And again, it's easy, it's just to copy paste that. Go ahead and get my syntax here correct. And get all that going. So there we go. So now I have a test method, public void delete company test. And now I start trying to implement the test case for whatever delete company would do based on my requirements. So probably what I need to do is pass in some sort of company ID to some sort of delete company method on my company class. So let's go ahead and create a company class or a reference to it. So I'll go ahead and call it C. And for now, we'll just say it's new company if that's what I need. Or in fact, I could just say null if necessary. So I've got several different options here. But in actuality, if you'll notice in my other test cases and all my other design decisions, I've actually got all these declared as static methods, which actually makes sense. So why don't I just go ahead and call job board logic, BOL, company, and then I would just need to call my delete company method, passing in a company ID that I would need to create. So let's go ahead and say company ID. And let's go ahead and create a company ID variable, make that an int. And we'll initialize that to zero for now. So I'm going to initialize this value here. I'm going to call delete company, which doesn't exist yet, right? That's what I'm in the process of actually building. I'm going to call delete company, passing it a company ID, and wanting to see what the return value is coming back from that. So what kind of return value would I want coming back from that? What would the appropriate data type be? And maybe I'll go ahead and say, you know, I just want some sort of one or zero to find out, did I find the company and delete it, or did I not find the company and delete it? So I'll go ahead and set up actual as an integer. Initialize that to zero as well. And now I got to figure out what am I actually looking for. So what would be the expected value? See how the insert test here actually calls the insert method and goes ahead and set and expects a specific value back. Let me go ahead and set up an expected value just to maintain some consistency. And maybe I'm going to expect a 1 back in a true test. So if company ID actually exists, let's say I pass in company ID 1, that would in fact go out and delete the companies. Now, as I'm sitting here thinking through this, let's make sure that company ID is in fact a numeric value, and we'll go ahead and check that out. We'll see up here in one of my existing test cases that I know works, company ID is in fact a numeric value, so that's good. So that creates some sort of validation here. So I've gone ahead and written this, and if I want to go ahead and take this and save it out, I could immediately right now go ahead and build this, and I'll just go ahead and build my job board test project. Say rebuild here. It's going to compile that, and of course, give me the error message that delete company does not actually exist. So let's go ahead and finish writing this test case out just a little bit more. I'm going to go ahead and put the r equal check and say assert r equal, and I can assert the expected and the actual values here. Oops. Expected, actual, and then I can have a message coming back as to whether or not the test passes. And you'll see the standard here when I use the code generation is this whole did not return the expected value. And for my purposes, that actually works pretty well. Makes for a little shorter demo there. So I'll just grab that value, paste it in down here, And now I've got this assert mechanism in place to compare the expected value to the actual value. And I've still got the little blue squiggly there indicating to me that that delete company method does not actually exist. So let's go ahead and create that real quick. Now here's what I actually like. Using the refactoring tools in C Sharp, I can right click on this and say generate method stub. When I do that, it's going to go into the company class and create for me a delete company method. And it notices here that this is being called in a static mechanism. So if I select that, right click on that and say go to definition, you'll see that I now have a static int delete company that takes in a company ID. So here what I've actually done now, if I compile everything, so I go back out to my job board logic, rebuild this, and then rebuild job board test, we'll see that my error message is going to go away because I've now implemented delete company. So just because a lot of the demonstrations and a lot of the glitz you see about Team System really kind of emphasizes this idea of writing the code and then writing the test harnesses for the code, there's nothing to preclude you using the tools to do test-driven development to where you can, in fact, create all of the syntax over here. Now, I picked one that was automatically generated, but if you look at the syntax, all this is going out here, bringing in the Microsoft Visual Studio Test Tools.unit testing assembly, right, referencing that namespace, creating a test class, and then creating test methods, which is what I have down through here. So I have all of the different test method attributes indicating what are and what are not my test methods. So you can, in fact, write your test cases first, do traditional TDD, and then implement the methods. And the nice part of being able to right-click and do that generate method stub certainly helps out. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. You'll notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.